各位弟兄姊妹，各位亲友，早晨。
Good morning, everyone.
今天是一个很特别的日子。
A very special day today.
因为我们齐集在这里，来到是去庆祝和纪念主耶稣基督的复活。
Because we're all gathered here today to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
今天也是一个大喜的日子。
And this is a very joyous occasion.
因为我们即将会见证七位的弟兄姊妹受浸。我们但愿神祝福他们每一位。
May God bless them.
我们一起低头祈祷。
Let's all pray together.
我们复活的主耶稣。
Our dear resurrected Jesus Christ.
我们满心的感谢你。
We thank you.
我们要赞美你。
And we praise you.
因为你已经从死里面复活。
Because you've risen from the dead.
你来到世间的时候。
You came to this earth.
是满满的有恩典和真理
With grace and truth.
并且为着承担我们世人的罪业
and you came to bear all the sins of the world.
你走上了十字架
and you went on the cross.
为我们是被钉死
you were crucified for us.
为我们每一个人来到去赎罪
and you redeemed us from our sins.
但是你是那位全能的神
and you are the Almighty God.
死亡不能将你去拘禁
Death cannot hold you.
所以第三日你从死里边复活。
And you've risen from the dead on the third day.
今日你是活着的主。
Today you are the living God.
你活在我们每一个人信主的人心里边。
And you live in every one of us who believe in you.
我们为着今日七位的弟兄姊妹，他们准备受浸。
And we pray for our seven baptismal candidates today.
我们为着他们每一位来到感谢神。
We thank you for them all.
因为你在他们的生命里面来到去寻找他们。
Because you seek them out.
你爱他们。
You love them.
你又拯救他们。
And you save them.
所以今天我们看到他们已经是成为神的儿女。
And they have all became your children.
我们但愿神祝福他们以后的日子。
May you bless them in their lives.
让他们更加的爱主。
To love you more.
亦都系与主你紧紧嘅嚟到同行佢哋人生嘅路。
And to walk with you closely.
我哋但愿神你祝福今日嘅聚会。
May you bless our gathering today.
愿一切荣耀颂赞归于神。
And may all glory go to you, God.
奉主耶稣基督嘅名求。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
阿门。今日我哋所读嘅经文系记载喺路加福音嘅廿四章。
Today we're going to look at Luke chapter 24.
我们看到两个主耶稣基督的门徒
And there are two disciples recorded in this passage.
他们是从耶路撒冷去到以马五斯的一个的旅程
And they're on a journey from Jerusalem to Emmaus.
大概是11公里的路程
And this is a journey of about 11 kilometers.
这件事是发生在2000多年前第一个的复活节
And this journey happened about 2,000 years ago on the very first Easter Sunday.
就是主耶稣基督复活那一日。
The very day Jesus was risen from the dead.
当我思想这一段的经文的时候呢
So as I think about this passage,
我发觉呢这两个门徒当日在这个路上的经历
These two disciples have a very special experience on their journey.
和我们今日在信仰上的经历
That their experience is quite similar to our experience today.
是有很多相似的地方,
that there are many similarities.
因为在这个的路程的里面,
During their journey,
他们经历了三个的重要的信仰的阶段,
they experienced three different stages in their faith.
相信今天准备受浸的弟兄姊妹,
And I believe it's similar to our baptismal candidates today.
甚至呢，在座中我们每一个人
And everyone in our audience today
我们都可以认同
That we may be able to identify
因为无论我们是信了主
Whether we're believers
或者是未信主的朋友呢
Or that we haven't believed yet
但我们可能都是在经历着
That we may be looking
或者是经历过这三个
Or we may have experienced these three different stages.
现在呢，让我们就一起来看看。 當日呢兩個門徒佢哋遇見復活主嘅經歷。
So let's look at how these two disciples met the risen Lord on that day.
並且咧，我邀請大家一齊嘅嚟到對照一下。
So you can identify with the two disciples.
今日究竟你自己係喺邊一個階段咧
？Which stage of this faith journey you might be in？
大家留意咯喎 ，pay attention 當呢兩個門徒踏上呢條以馬五斯之路嘅時候
，So when the two disciples are on the journey to Emmaus，
佢哋就進入第一個嘅階段。
They enter the first stage in their faith journey。
叫做遲鈍嘅心喎。
And I call this stage slow of heart。
今日我哋讀嘅經文當中第二十五節啦。
And you can find this term in verse 25 of chapter 24。
我哋睇到主耶穌同佢哋講。
And this is when Jesus said to them。
耶穌話：無知嘅人啊，先知所講嘅一切話，你哋嘅心啊，信得太遲鈍啦。
How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken.
點解主耶穌鬧佢哋責備佢哋嘅心遲鈍呢
？Why did Jesus call them slow？
因為雖然呢兩個門徒跟隨主已經係一段嘅時間
，Well, these two disciples were following Jesus for quite some time.
但係原來佢哋對於主咧有兩方面非常錯誤嘅觀念。
But they had some wrong concepts about Jesus.
第一方面哈，佢哋錯認咗就係主嘅身份。
The first wrong concept is about the identity of Jesus.
第十九節嗰度話俾我哋聽。
In verse 19,
佢哋以為耶穌呢係一個咩啊
？They thought that Jesus was
一個先知喎。
A prophet.
他說拿撒勒人耶穌呢他是一個先知在神和眾百姓面前說話行事都有大能
About Jesus of Nazareth He was a prophet powerful in word and deed before God and all the people 他們的心
信得真是太遲鈍了
And their heart was slow to believe
因為他們以為耶穌是一個先知有能力的先知
They thought Jesus was only a powerful prophet
可能在他們的心目中呢
So maybe in their hearts
他以為耶穌就好似舊約嗰啲嘅大先知喎。
That Jesus is just like one of the Old Testament prophets.
好似摩西啊。
Maybe like Moses.
以利啊。
Elijah.
啊，以利沙啊。
Or Elisha.
哇，呢啲都係好有能力嘅先知。
These are all powerful prophets.
不過佢哋都係神嘅仆人，係先知啫。
And they are all God's servants. They are only prophets.
但係耶穌絕對唔係一個先知。
But Jesus is not only a prophet.
乃係呢。同父神是同尊同榮同等的，他是永生神的兒子。
But Jesus is the Son of God. He is equal to God in all aspects.
從主耶穌他開始出來傳道的時候呢，他就不斷的是直接間接表明他是神的兒子。
From the time Jesus came into ministry, he has been trying to show himself as the Son of God.
例如他是開始傳道之前他是受約翰的洗禮。
For example, before he began his ministry, he was baptized by John the Baptist.
當時呢，天就開了。
And during that time, the skies opened.
天上面呢，就有父神的聲音是這樣說。
And God's voice came out.
他說你是我的愛子啊。
To say that you are my beloved son.
我好喜悅你。
That I am pleased with you.
當主耶穌是從一啲嘅人嘅身上係趕出污鬼嘅時候呢
？And when Jesus was driving out demons，
連嗰啲鬼啊都喺度大聲嘅喊叫。
Even the demons cried out。
佢哋都認得耶穌。
And they recognized Jesus。
佢哋話：你係神嘅兒子啊
！They said you are the Son of God。
當主耶穌佢自己受審嘅時候呢
？And when Jesus was being judged，
佢都話自己係。
He also said that he is the Son of God. So the correct identity of Jesus Christ is God's only Son. He is the only true God. But a lot of people today, and including the two disciples in this passage, they had wrong identity, they had wrong concepts about Jesus' identity.
啟發課程呢曾經做咗一個街頭嘅訪問。
In the Alpha course, there was a street interview.
其中有一個嘅問題呢就係問佢哋大家知唔知究竟耶穌係邊個呢？
And during this interview, one question was, do you know who Jesus is?
咁啊，當時喺街頭嗰啲人又有唔同嘅答案啦。
And people responded quite differently.
有人話佢係一個木匠。
Some said, oh, he's a carpenter.
有人說，啊，他是一個歷史的人物，是相當出名的。
Oh, or he's a famous historical figure.
有人說他是，在我們的宗教來說呢，就好像那個穆罕默德一樣的，那些的先知。
Or maybe in my religion, he's just like Muhammad, a great prophet.
只有一個年輕的少女呢？
And there's one young lady.
她說耶穌是神的兒子，
她是
將救恩帶給世人。
Jesus is the Son of God. He came to bring us salvation.
呢兩個嘅門徒，佢哋信得好遲鈍。
These two disciples were slow of heart to believe.
因為佢哋唔單係錯認咗耶穌嘅身份喎。
Not only did they have the wrong concept about Jesus' identity,
以為佢係一個大能嘅先知。
Thinking he's a great prophet.
他們還認錯了主耶穌基督的最主要的使命。
They also had wrong concept about Jesus' mission.
在第21節門徒這樣說，
In verse 21，
我們素來所盼望要屬以色列民的就是他了。
We had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel.
當時一般的猶太人包括這兩個的門徒呢？
Among the Israelites, including these two disciples,
他們所期待的就是一個哇很有能力的政治君王。
They were expecting a powerful political figure.
希望呢，這個這麼有能力的政治的君王能夠解救他們去脫離羅馬的政府。
Expecting this political figure to redeem them from the Roman rule.
以至呢，他們不用再做一個亡國的奴隸。
So they would not be oppressed by another nation.
他們對於這個的救主的期望和他們的眼光是完全放在他們今生的需要上面。
Their expectation for the Savior is totally just on this transient worldly life.
主耶穌責備他們是很無知和是信得很遲鈍。
So Jesus called them foolish and slow of heart.
跟著他在第26節立刻矯正他們的錯誤。
So in verse 26, Jesus corrected their thinking.
在第26節那裡說，
In verse 26，
基督要去受害，即是說這個基督一定要被釘死，然後又進入他的榮耀，即是說這個基督被釘死，跟著他會去復活，這個是應當的。
That Christ have to suffer these things, meaning that he has to be crucified on the cross and then enter his glory, meaning that he will be resurrected. And these things are certainly to happen.
这个是神所命定的。
And this is what God has named for him to do.
其实主耶稣他自己呢，至少三次很清楚地告诉他的门徒听。
There were at least three times that Jesus told his disciples very clearly.
他预言到自己的受苦、受死和复活。
That he foretold his suffering, his death, and his resurrection.
但是他的門徒當時真是一竅不通。
But his disciples had no clue at all.
全本聖經呢，都是很一貫的信息。
It's actually one main single theme within the entire Bible.
因為整本聖經從頭到尾都是告訴我們聽，神為我們預備這個救主。
In this Bible, from beginning to end, it told about how God prepared for us a Redeemer.
耶稣来到这个世上就是为了要解决我们罪的问题。
Jesus came to this world to save us from our problem of sin.
主耶稣是要担当我们世人的罪。
Jesus carried our sins.
所以他为我们去代死。
So he died for us.
以致到我们的罪是得蒙神的赦免。
So that our sins can be forgiven by God.
也是得着神所赐给我们永恒的生命。
That we can receive eternal life.
各位朋友，各位弟兄姊妹，
Your friends, brothers and sisters,
今天我们的心是否仍然停留在这个迟钝的阶段呢？
Is your heart still at stage one?
是否我们还未认清楚他的真正的身份呢？
Have you clearly know Jesus' identity?
他是神的儿子，是独一的真神。
That he is the son of God, the only true God.
就算对于基督徒，你说我当然知道他是神的儿子啦。
And maybe you would say, oh, I'm a Christian, I know that.
但是在我们的生命里面，我们有没有真正的认定这位耶稣，神的儿子，是我们生命的主人呢？
But have you identified him to be your God in your own life, that he is the master of your life?
我们要完全的是降服给他。
That we need to obey him.
我们是要让他去主导我们的生命。
That he drives our lives.
我们要完全信靠和去顺服他。
That we have to obey him in submission.
我们又有没有思想到原来哇或者我们是错认了主耶稣基督的使命
Have we thought about maybe we had wrong concepts about his mission?
很多人以为他们信某一个宗教或者是甚至到他们信主的时候只是为了今生得到帮助
A lot of people think, oh, okay, maybe I would join this religion so I get some benefits and help for my life.
但是主耶稣最主要的使命和工作
But Jesus' main and most important mission
不是单是为了要解救我们的问题
It's not only to solve your problem
或者是我们的苦难
Or your difficulties
而是为了救赎我们脱离罪的最终的那个灭亡
His main mission is to save you from the problem of sin which would lead to eternal death
我们一定不可以信心迟钝
We must not be slow of heart.
现在很多的宗教和异端呢，其实都是设法去贬低耶稣的身份。
Many different religions or cults are trying to lower the identity of Jesus.
或者去偏差他的主要的使命。
Or to maybe have wrong concepts about his mission.
但是如果我们稍微有一些的偏差的时候就变成异端
But if we walk away from his main mission we might become a cult
离开了真理
That we leave the truth
跟着呢这两个门徒就进入了第二个阶段
And then the two disciples went to the second stage in their faith
叫做开启的心
To an open heart
他们本来是很迟钝的那个的心怎能够是被开启呢
They were at first very slow, so how could a slow heart become open?
是不是要补习多一点让他们认识多一点呢
Do they need more lectures?
或者是不如是多一点的听或者多一点资料认识关于这个耶稣基督的事情那就可以明白了
Do they need more information about Jesus?
但是我们发觉事实并非如此、
But no, that's not true.
因为他们跟随了耶稣一段的时间的了
They follow Christ for some time already
他们听过和看过关于耶稣很多的事
So they had a lot of information about Jesus
但是他们的心眼都没开
But the eye in their heart is not open
那究竟那个关键在哪里呢
So where's the crucial point
那个转捩点在哪里呢
So how did they turn over
在第31节
And that's in verse 31
现代中文译本这么说他们的眼睛忽然开了
says that their eyes were opened.
为什么他的心眼突然可以打开了呢
Meaning the eyes and their heart is open. How could that happen?
谁打开他们的心眼呢
Who opened the eye?
是不是自己可以突然之间打开自己的心眼呢
Did they suddenly decide to open it themselves?
当然不是啦
Nope.
而是在他们身边的这位复活的主耶稣基督
Their eyes were opened by Jesus Christ, the risen Lord
其实今天我们都会遇到很多相似的情形
There may be very similar things happening to us as well
我想或者是特别那些的信了主的弟兄姊妹我们想回转头的时候
Especially for those of us who has believed and when you think back We may have heard a lot about the gospel message before we received Christ.
有阵时俾朋友嗰啲弟兄姊妹拉去布道会啦。
Maybe you were taken to gospel meetings by your friends.
或者系睇恩雨之星啦。
Or you may have watched some TV shows.
或者咧系从嗰啲嘅福音嘅报纸，好似《好国》啊、《真理报》呢啲啊，睇到好多嘅嘢啦。
Or you may have read some Christian magazines.
或者我们当中有一些年轻人呢他们自小就回教会了
Or some of the teenagers among us may have been going to church since they were born
所以咧，佢哋識得好多聖經嘅故事噶。
So they know a lot of Bible stories.
好多知識嘅。
And with a lot of information.
但係我哋當我哋接收咗咁多嘅嘢之後咧，原來走曬去上邊嗰個腦袋。
So after you receive all these information, where do you store it? It's in your head.
啊，從攞個腦袋至到個心咧，只不過係兩尺嘅啫。
And from your head to your heart, it's only about a distance of 2 feet.
但係呢兩尺咧，有陣時要好多年先去得到喎。
But the distance may take a long time to travel through.
喺我哋嘅頭腦裏邊嗰啲嘅知識
，What is stored in your head？
唔係真係叫我哋能夠動心嘅。
May not move your heart.
原來我哋需要嘅係聖靈嘅工作。
We need the work of the Holy Spirit to move us in our hearts, to open our heart. Then we can understand. So, what are we trying to understand? We understand God's love. And we see our own sins. And we see how unworthy we are. And we see that God came to save us. From our head to our heart, to have an open heart by the Spirit, there is one condition, a very important condition, that we must humble ourselves. Don't block your heart. Don't try to resist the Spirit. Do not refuse God. We must accept that we are slow and that we might be foolish in terms of spiritual things. That the Holy Spirit will open our hearts. One sister told me, when she was a baby, she was already going to church. But every time she's in a sermon, she falls asleep. So she was listening when she was sleeping. And after more than 10 years of sleep, she attended the teens conference 1 year. And during the sermon on that day, the preaching was like a sword that pierced her heart. Although she stored a lot of information in her head after listening to more than 10 years of sermon, God used the message of the preacher on that day to move her heart. And she saw something. She saw God's love. And she saw her own sins. And so she was willing to submit to God and to repent and to accept Jesus Christ as her Savior. So our spiritual heart, our spiritual eye needs to be opened by God. Don't think that just by listening and storing information in your head, you would finally come to an understanding.
同埋我哋嘅年青嘅弟兄姊妹都係喎，聽咗好多年嘅信息咧，都需要聖靈嘅工作。
And even our younger brothers and sisters that you have grown up in the church, you still need God's work in your heart. To be able to connect with Christ. To have a true relationship with God. The third stage in their faith journey is a burning heart. And this is a stage where the disciples were excited and happy about. At first, these two disciples were very unhappy and depressed. But when God opened their heart, They went from being despair to excitement.
从灰心呢变为火热。
From hopelessness to a burning heart.
我问各位，点解嗰个心能够可以火热起嚟呢？
So how can you have a burning heart?
点解我哋今日嘅心可以火热起嚟呢？
How can your heart be burning?
第一样。
First thing.
就系因为主已经复活啦，同埋佢哋系遇见呢一个复活嘅主。
Because Christ is risen and they have met Christ.
因为当我哋亲眼睇到主耶稣基督被钉死嘅时候呢？
Because when they first saw how Jesus was crucified,
哇！佢哋以为一切都完了。
They thought, oh no, that's the end.
非常嘅灰心失望。
And they were very hopeless.
但系而家事实系相反。
But now the opposite is happening.
主耶稣从死里边复活。
Jesus has risen from the dead.
以大能证明佢就系嗰位神嘅儿子。
And he proved himself to be the Son of God with almighty power.
系一位活着嘅神嚟嘅。
That he's a living God.
咁当然你可以想象呢两个门徒几兴奋，同埋心里边系火热。
So you can imagine how happy and excited they are.
除咗佢哋遇到复活嘅主。
Other than meeting the risen Lord, they have a burning heart because Jesus came to explain the scriptures to them. Many of us may have experienced this. That your heart would be burning when you hear God speak to you through the Spirit and through His Word. In January of this year, I went to a church in New York with Pastor Amy. So when we attended their worship service, That both Pastor Amy and my hearts were burning as we listened to the preacher speak in that worship service.
我盼望呢，各位都是同样的感受到神的话语带来给你们心里面的那个的火热。
I hope that every one of us can experience how God's word can bring us this burning heart.
第三个原因，他们心里火热呢？
The third reason why they have this burning heart.
哇，不得了了，这个，因为呢，他们看到主耶稣亲自的来到去找他们，同他们同行。
It's because Jesus himself came to walk with them.
主的爱，那种的关心，那种的爱护，寻找他们，令到他们的心是很火热。
Jesus loved to come to look for them, to seek them out, made their hearts burn.
这两个门徒本来呢都不是很出名的，因为圣经都找不到第二个地方有他们的名字。
These two disciples are no famous people because this is the only place where they are recorded in the Bible.
但是这位尊贵的复活主，在那天这么重要的一天，就是他自己复活那一天，他专门去找他这两个普通的人。
But the very glorious Jesus Christ, on the very day of his resurrection,He went directly to look for these two disciples.
同我们一起的同行中，同我们解释圣经。
He went to walk with these two disciples and to explain the scriptures to them.
虽然说他们很迟钝，但是呢，其实是很关心到他们的需要。
Even though Jesus called them slow, actually Jesus cared a lot about them.
他们很感受到这位复活主的爱。
So they really feel the love of this risen Lord.
正如呢沙滩上嘅足印呢首嘅诗
，just like the poem called Footprints in the Sand，
提醒我哋呢，其实喺我哋人生路上系有两双嘅足印，就系我同主一齐同行。
It reminds us there were two pairs of footprints on the sand, which is Lord Jesus and me walking together.
但系行行下咧，当我最痛苦同埋最冇力嘅时候，得翻一双足印。
But during the storms in my life, there were only one pair of footprints.
因为呢，主不单是同我们同行，当我们最辛苦的时候，祂就将我们抱起。
During our most difficult time, it was Jesus who carried us.
这个第三个阶段，火热的心呢，其实是我们信了主的人一生的历程。
And this third stage, the burning heart, should be a stage for us believers that would last our whole life long.
我们要一生都是保持对主的火热。
We should have this burning heart to God in our whole life.
怎样能够保持火热呢?
How can we remain burning in our lives.
我哋要體驗到呢位復活嘅主事上喺我哋嘅心裏邊。
We have to experience God in our hearts.
就好似今日我哋唱嗰首詩歌《他活著》。
Just like the song we sing today, He lives.
佢係常常活咗喺我哋嘅心中。
That He lives in our heart always.
同埋咧，讓聖靈藉著神嘅話，時時激勵我哋火熱嘅心。
And to have the Spirit to encourage us with God's word, to have this burning heart. If our heart were to become slow, we have to allow the Spirit to teach us to open our hearts. We have to walk closely with God and to experience His love in our lives.
各位朋友，各位弟兄姊妹
，and brothers and sisters and friends，
現今你喺呢一個以馬五斯嘅路上
，now on the road to Emmaus，
你喺邊一個階段裏邊咧
？Which stage are you in right now？
係咪仲係稍微有啲嘅遲鈍
？Are you still in stage one？
因為未認識到主嘅身份
，because you still are not sure about Jesus' identity，
同埋佢最重要嘅嗰個救贖嘅工作。
Or his most important mission of salvation? Or are you getting into stage two, asking God to help you to open your heart? Or are you already walking with Jesus with a burning heart? The road to Emmaus is a road of blessing.
因為呢位復活嘅主能夠改變我哋嘅生命
，because the risen Lord can change our lives，
改變我哋嘅一切
，He can change everything，
叫我哋心裏火熱嚟到去行呢條路
，so that we can walk with Him with a burning heart。
啊，願主祝福各位
，May God bless everyone。
啊，特別係今日受浸嘅七位嘅弟兄姊妹
，especially the seven who are getting baptized today，
經歷到咧主喺你嘅身邊與你同行。
That you will always experience God walking closely with you.
並且呢，心裡火熱，愛主更加深。
That you would always love God with a burning heart.
我哋一齊祈禱。
Let's pray together.
愛我哋嘅主耶穌，我哋好感謝你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
從當日呢兩個門徒佢哋行呢條以馬五斯嘅路。
From the day of the two disciples, on the road to Emmaus.
我哋好感受到神，你系因着爱我哋就与我哋同行。
We could see how you love us and you choose to walk with us。
无论我哋当初嘅心系迟钝唔明白
，even though we were slow of heart，
你都系仍然系与我哋去寻找我哋。
You still came to us and draw close to us。
亦都帮助我哋开启我哋嘅心
，and you help us to open our hearts，
以致到我哋能够可以认识你。
So that we can come to know you, to believe and to accept Jesus Christ. And so that our hearts can be burning. And may you bless us. And we thank you. And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 多謝詩敏。